Okay, please help me welcome our speaker tonight, Shay R. from the South College Speaker Group in Newark, Delaware.
Hi, my name is Shay. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 16th of 2005, home group South College, that's in Newark. Similar format to this, except we're inside, we don't get to be outside. somebody that I love and respect in AA always told me that his favorite speakers are people that don't get right into their story. They talk about current events, I don't know why. So I was like, okay. So let me tell you about what's happening right now. I want to say my day just to be funny, but that's not really that funny. I have an almost 15-year-old son, and I know I don't look that old, I realize. You can tell me. But he has been just amazing. However, it was like God came down when he went through puberty and took my child and put someone else there, and is perplexes me in every way, shape, and form. I don't know how I would do it without AA and the 12 steps. Even then, I'm barely hanging on. So this is how good I do, just so you know, parenting, in case, you know, you're considering me to watch your child. So within the past month, he's been arrested. he has informed me that his hobbies are graffiti and pot smoking. And these will be his joys and passions that he will be pursuing. So, greatly looking forward to that. So that's what he was arrested for. He was actually busted by a police officer. He did like a tag. I don't even know what this was until I found out like his name is Cole, but his tag name is Sage. Okay? So he tagged this building in the city of Newark and then decided to just sit down on the curb in front of it. He's hanging out. Cop drives by and goes, "Did you do that?" He's like, "Yes, I did." he's got you know, those Sharpies in his pocket that he did it with. So welcome to 250 hours of community service. We are now painting bridges every weekend. So that should be fun. So despite all of my amazing parenting, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing, to be perfectly honest with that kid. I love him, and he knows that I love him. But the reason I say that is because in my early sobriety, my first year, he actually wanted to go through the steps, and a sober member of AA, who he respected, like one of the young guys in our group, took him through. And it changed him. So even now, like, he's doing things that, like, I don't know if he'll make it. Like, he's more than likely an alcoholic. If he is, then he most certainly is the most, has the spiritual malady. Like, 2 years ago, he goes, "I realize that my heart is hard, and I know that one day it'll have to be softened." And I thought that was really, like, wow. Couldn't believe that he knew that. But he's already admitted that. He says, "I feel the things that you talk about." He goes, "I just don't have a problem with drinking yet, Mom," so I'm like, okay. But something changed in him. So, like, I've always heard people when they go back out that they say, like, AA ruined their drinking forever. I think that's how my boy is. And so it's really important to me. I always appreciate everyone who's always, like, that, not just kind to him, but, like, that just welcomes, like, newcomers and the young people, because you just don't know that one day when they do come back, you can save their life. Like, he's really happy that he has a lawyer friend in AA. So, and he, like, likes to call him and be like, "Don't change your number, EJ. You know, I need you. This is good." Okay, so kind of where it came from. There's no good reason that I should be an alcoholic. I can't blame it on anyone. I wish I could pin it on somebody, but I just can't. I come from just a loving two-parent home. My parents are still very happily married after 40 years. I mean, to the point where, like, 2 years ago, I was sitting in front of my mom and dad, and they're talking. My mom's, like, in her house coat, just busted up hair, like, and not looking so fresh. And my dad's looking at her, and I'm like, "Why is he looking at her like that?" And she's like, I don't know, telling me about something she's buying. And he stops her, and he goes, "You know, Betsy, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I don't know why you picked me." And I'm like, no wonder I'm 34 and a half and still not married. Like, how do you find that man, right? It's my dad. Just saying, I'm picky. So they're good people. I've learned principles growing up. My parents, like, sacrificed to put three of us kids through private Christian schooling. Not Catholic school, just so you know, if anyone here, has anyone gone to Christian school? Yeah, so you know it's just so different. It is nothing, it is, like, the cool kids in Christian school are who is, like, the most godly. Like, seriously, like, they're like, oh, wow, look at them, they're amazing. You know, they're abstinent, it's amazing. You know, they're waiting for God. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, and so, like, that's all I was around. I wasn't even allowed to have secular friends, okay? Like, or listen to, like, non-Christian music. Like, my dad went through this phase where, like, he, like, broke all my mom's, like, Beatles records. And she's like, ah, what are you doing? He's like, it's from Satan. It's like a pig with lipstick. So I think that's how I described it. So he was like we are when he became, like, when he found Jesus. Like, it's kind of like how, like, a lot of us are. We go through the steps, like, we are going to save the world. And we are going to force you through this thing. And you're going to be happy. Okay, so that's, like, kind of, so, like, I've observed almost this process, but, like, growing up. So, you know, we were safe. I had, you know, great childhood. I'm, of course, probably like many kids, scared, had a hard time falling asleep, scared of the dark. I still sleep with a nightlight, I'm not going to lie. Still afraid of dark water, like tubing freaks me out. I don't know. just dumb stuff like that. But, like, no good reason to, like, really say, like, because of this, this, and this, this is why I'm an alcoholic. I just am. I was always told, though, growing up, though, be careful about alcohol, Shay, when you're older, because it runs in our family, alcoholism. And I was like, okay. You know, never really gave it a thought. And then when I was in high school, I would finally, like, that's not true. Like, I'd always sneak drinks. Like, my parents are freaked out when I tell them when I was little I would get into my grandfather's whiskey because it made my belly feel warm. I was able to fall asleep at night. And I'm, like, 8, chugging, like, you know, a glass of it. And they're like, what? I'm like, I don't know what it was. It just worked. And, you know, I knew something worked well back then. But my first, like, real drunk, I think I was 14 or 15, somewhere around there. And, like, my sister's 5 years older than me, and she got kicked out / moved out. Depends on who you talk to. You know, she's 5 years older, so, like, I think I was 10, she was 15, and, you know, she was, like, a rebel, and she was like, F you and your rules and God, spit on them and their house or something dramatic. And so, you know, I didn't really hang out with her for a long time because my parents, because she lived with her boyfriend and we weren't allowed to visit that sin. So she, like, took me to, like, it ended up being a party, but it was supposed to be just going to her boyfriend's house. And like, they tossed me a Budweiser and we're playing pool. And, like, I just remember, I'll never, just so free. Like, I was so scared that, like, everybody was older and I was younger and they knew it and I was ugly and I had big hair. And, you know, terrible nose and, I don't know, probably a rash somewhere. And you're just awkward looking and feeling. And then, you know, of course, like, the magic you hear so many people talk about. Like, all of a sudden, I was awesome at pool. I was really funny. And I would say, like, people wanted to be around me, but they were already there. So I don't think they really cared if I was there or not. I just happened to be, like, the kid that was like, oh, it's cool, let's get her drunk. So, you know, I had beers. I remember being really cool that she put a bucket by my bed that night and, like, gave me some Advil and was like, good job. And I'm like, okay, you know, in the morning. And I was like, that was awesome. And, like, let's do that again. And, like, you know, in high school you can't really do it that much. But because my sister's 5 years older than me, she gave me her ID when I was 16. Yeah. Except she has blue eyes, I have brown eyes. But nobody seems to notice that. I don't know. So, I was always the one that would, like, buy the booze for at the parties, which, like, made me feel good because I felt like I had a purpose. You know, otherwise, like, why would they want me at their party? And so I do all the dumb stuff. Like, nothing, not huge consequences when I was in high school. So, like, I barely graduated. Like, literally, like, had to open the thing they handed me when I was walking down just to make sure my actual diploma was in there because I wasn't sure. I thought I always did really good in school, but I've looked at my transcripts, and apparently I didn't, really. In fact, I barely passed any year. And, like, all the comments, like, it didn't matter the grades to me. It was what every single teacher's comment said in every single year. Like, has potential, you know, doesn't pay attention, needs to complete assignments, like, these kind of things. Like, you'd think he'd pull that together. I just never did. And so then, you know, so I'm, like, 17 and a half, and I graduate from high school, and I'm like, okay, I don't think my parents can tell me what to do anymore. I bet you I can do whatever I want. Let's see what they do, right? And so, you know, I started with senior week. God help kids. It just didn't go well. You know, I don't remember a lot of it. I remember friends, like, coming in, taking me out of houses that I didn't know where I was, and, like, you know, all the fun things we do. And, but, like, thinking it was so great, and, you know, puking in the sand, and that was fun, and being hungover. And it progressed greatly. Probably the worst I ever was, if you will, like drinking and drugs and all that, was from 17 to 19. I never said no to anything. Nothing. I traveled with the Grateful Dead when Jerry Garcia was still alive. I'm really excited that I got to see that, actually. And then he died. And so I'm like, crap, now what do you do? So, like, the rave scene seemed natural to fall into because they had great drugs. And it was all night and just never stopped, and it was great. And I'm naturally hyper, so this was right up my alley, right? So I'm like, hell yeah, dance all night long. Okay, after party for the next day? Yes, I can. I can do that. And so we did that, and recklessness, and it was a lot of fun, dangerous, but a lot of fun. And the consequences I was paying were, like, you know, dumb stuff, like losing a job, but it was like, you know, waitressing, so who cares, you just get another job. I never cared about anybody to, like, lose somebody, like a boyfriend or friend, and I did whatever I wanted. And then I ended up pregnant when I was 19, and I'm very grateful for that, even with the legal fees I'm paying right now. But cute, that kid, though. Thank God he's cute. I always thought that God made your children cute to you so you didn't kill them. That's what I think. Like, you know, babies are cute, and, like, baby pandas, and all baby anything is cute, puppies, and then, like, you know, whatever. Even, like, chickens are cute when they're little, you know, and then they're chickens, and they're gross, and they, like, stink and poop a lot. And so I'm like, it was the first time, like, I never thought that, like, I had a problem, because, like, I'm hanging around with, like, people that, like, you know, nobody even notices, like, what's sober, you know? Like, I didn't even realize that we weren't sober. I didn't know there was just such a thing, I guess, really, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you just, whoever had stuff, that's what we did, and whoever had money, and that's what we did, and you stayed at whoever had a house that weren't kicked out by the police, often no electric and stuff like that. And so I'm like, okay, all right, I'm pregnant. And it was, like, literally, I saw my friends driving through, like, it was like waking up from a dream, like, crap, where am I? Like, who are these people? Who's this guy? Really? You know, like, that kind of, like, I didn't know what the hell was happening. And, like, I remember having just a couple thoughts of, like, how did my life get here? I don't think that this is where I plan to drive it. And I went down and told my parents, and they said, you know, you're going to keep it. And I said, yes. And they said, you're not going to get married. I said, no, I'm not. And they said, okay. And they helped me, and they continue to help me. They're really good parents. They're really good. Sometimes they piss me off because I see people that their parents give them everything, and they just don't do that. They didn't get that memo. They taught us to be accountable. They're great. They're just great people. They're great. Like, they're so supportive. Like, my dad calls me just to tell me he loves me and that he's proud of me. But, like, if he would never bail us out financially or any other, like, you know, like, prison or anything. Like, they always said, like, you know, good luck. Anything you do, that's on you. You're an adult. And, but what they did do is, like, support me. Like, so I could go to school. They would watch my son so I could go to school and work. And, like, my dad would help me, like, financially plan, even though I was like, what's that? Okay, like, go to school? I'm all right. It was like, and the first month that I was pregnant, like, I thought it was morning sickness, but it wasn't. I never threw up. I was detoxing, like, crazy. And I was crying all the time and nervous and would, like, have panic attacks and just freak out. And I just thought it was like, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, I was waitressing. I was like, can I get your drink order? And, like, sit there, like, move them over, sit in the booth with them, and, like, and, like, just, like, fall apart, like, whoa. Can we have someone else? All right, you know, just then. It just, I was a mess. And then, you know, just kind of a little bit pulled it together. You know how we do, like, we just kind of a little bit string something together so you can function. And, like, I was able to, like, you know, give birth and not, I was able to stay sober, you know, throughout that. And, like, even afterwards, because I didn't have enough money. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I had enough money for formula, so nursing was, like, my only option to feed him. Like, I guess this is free, so this is what we're going to do. It was a great diet program. Highly recommend it to anyone. Awesome. It really was. It was great. And, like, I'm like, okay, now I got this kid, and, like, I've never felt fear, like, the day I gave birth, because, like, you know, it sucked, it hurt, and there's blood, and it's a mess. And it's like, I remember thinking, like, why do people do that again? And my mom goes, epidural, Shay, that's why they do it again. I was like, oh, I'm done, that's good, I'm done, check off the list, done that. And I remember them, like, you know, cleaning him up and, like, you know, being footprint and all the stuff that they do, and I remember just being so happy, and then all of a sudden, like, a ton of bricks hit me, like, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, now what do I do? I don't know how to take care of that. What is that? And it just, like, like, it was, like, fear, like, I've never felt, and then all of a sudden, like, then the fear of, like, well, what if he dies? What if he gets hit by something? What if I drop him? Like, what if, oh my God, what about, like, what if he chokes on the blanket, or, like, I don't even know, like, just overwhelming, crazy fear. My mom kind of helped me out and taught me a few things, and that worked out well. I could change diapers and such. And so he, like, you know, I go to school, like, just fast forward, just kind of a little bit of go to school and kind of get a job. Never really get too many, did not get anywhere. And then, you know, I'd, like, you start drinking, and then it just, like, I would like to say I'm the typical drunk. Like, it just progressed. That's what happened. You know, it wasn't always how it was at the end, but it ended up that. And so, like, I, you know, within a year, I was living on my own, and nobody could see what I was doing. So that's when I learned to, like, you drink at home so people don't know how you drink. And so on the outside, I want everybody to think, like, look at her. Look how self-sacrificing she is. She is a single mom doing it all by herself. Look at her, you know. And I thought I was so helpful and so great. And the truth was is I drank myself to sleep every single night. And how I raised my child was, like, I want to say he was like an animal. Like, before I got sober, like, the last 6 months, it's embarrassing. It's just the truth, though. I guess he was, like, 8. He couldn't tie his shoes. Couldn't get himself dressed. I would always buy food that he could, like, open the refrigerator and just he could figure it out. You know, something real easy, like a juice thing and yogurt or something. Like, those Go-Gurts were great because it's easy. And it wasn't that I was abusing him or like, I did everything. It's just not really, you know, like just enough. And, like, he had food and clothes and all those things. And the reason he couldn't tie his shoes or get dressed or like, do basic things was because I was so lazy and into drinking. It was easier for me to do all of those things for him so that I could continue to drink. I didn't have to take time to teach him. And it's disgusting, but that's how I did it. And I knew a couple years before I got sober that I had a problem, like, you know, like the, like how we do. Like, I was like, ooh, it's been a really long time since I haven't drank in a night. And so I would, like, go one night and I'd drink, like, phew, see, I'm fine. It's not bad. I went a night. And it was like, and meanwhile, like, you know, the little voice is like, really? Okay. Like, I knew from the time I was a teenager how I drank was very different from other people. Always. Like, they'd be like, that's Shay, very unpredictable. You just don't know what's going to happen with her. And I always thought that made me, like, interesting and fun. And I'm sure it did for a little while until they get to know you. And they're like, whoa, you know, and there's that. And so I started dating someone 2 years before I got sober and who didn't drink at all. And that was crazy because I didn't know what that was. And I'm like, what do you, like, you mean just sometimes you drink or just, like, and he's like, I just don't see the purpose of it. And I'm like, huh, okay. Like, calorically? Like, what do you mean you don't see the purpose? Like, you know, like, I'm not really is it fun? Are you like fun? Like, I'm not sure. You know, and he was like, I just, you know, it's just not a big deal. I'm like, okay. And so in the back of my mind, if I'm 100% honest, I thought he was going to save me. I would never have told you that then because I'm way too independent. I don't need anybody. But I thought that he was going to be the answer and that because he didn't drink, then that's good because then maybe I won't drink. And it didn't hurt that he was a doctor and maybe that he would take care of us. But I never would say that. I'm like, I don't like him for that. Like, that's dumb. And what else did I like him for? I'm not really sure. So, a nice house and took us cool places. That was great. And so, like, of course, it continues to get worse and worse. And it's not just that I'm sneaking the drinks. At this point, I'm looking like the world's best girlfriend ever because I would clean his house and cook for him and do all his laundry and do everything. Not because I'm nice, but because that way he doesn't see that I'm just nonstop drinking. I have, like, bottles and, like, all the, like, in the dryer and, like, just everywhere. And he didn't really notice. And it was so funny because when I got sober, I'm like, did you not notice? I was pretty much inebriated all the time. He's like, I don't know. That's just how you were. And I was like, I'm like, he just never knew me sober, like, at all, even for a minute. And when I was, I'd freak out. Like, he, you know, like, he would go to get, like, in the shower because we were going to be going to do something. And then I'd just be gone because, like, I just couldn't hang. I just had to go. And, like, I text him, like, I had to go. And that's it. He's like, okay. That's what Shay does. And so then I start, like, I don't know if you've all done this. Like, you know, I don't have health insurance at this point. So I'm like, huh, how do I get sober? So you start researching it online while you're drinking. And watching those daytime shows, you know, where, like, they get to go to cool rehabs, like, in California and have art therapy and draw and, like, rebirths and, like, I don't know, these really, and I was like, yeah, that would be fun. And so I started, like, emailing the shows, like, suggesting, and they're like, because, like, what, I'm going to, like, be on national television getting sober? Oh, God. No. But I don't know, it just seemed like that would be a good idea. And then, like, of course, like, when you, like, type in trying to get sober of any way, shape, or form in Google, AA is going to come up. And I remember, like, seeing, like, oh, Alcoholics Anonymous website, and then, like, the one below it was, like, Alcoholics Anonymous doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh, I'll click on that link. And it said, like, it showed me how low the statistics are for, like, people getting, like, well here and for how long. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look good. But it's free. All right, I'll keep that in the side burner. And then, like, I remember seeing, like, one thing online that you, like, buy. I don't know. It's, like, it's a $3,000 book, and you go up in the mountains for a couple weeks, and then you stay sober forever, and you, like, pay some maintenance fee for the book yearly. Like, I never understood that one. I don't know what they do to you there, but I don't know, scare you straight. Something. But it was, like, really expensive, so I was like, oh, I can't afford that. And, a lot of times I have a hard time with my mom because I feel like she has such a simple view of life. Because, like, when my ego self looks at her, I see a woman that is, like, you know, a man that loves her so much, and he has, like, worked and given her everything she's wanted, like, came from nothing. Like, we were dirt poor. None of my friends believe me when I tell this story because they see my parents' house now, and, like, my dad drives a Porsche, and, like, they do really well. I'm like, no, you don't get it. We, like... like, there was a murder across the street. My dad was, like, came in handcuffs from the SWAT team because he was, like, running in a black sweatsuit, and it didn't go well. And, you know, and, like, it was, like, the ghetto and, like, you know, like, duct taped together cars. Like, you know, it was, like, a good year when you get two outfits for school. And he just worked. He's, like, the American, like, dream. Like, he worked and he built that business and he worked hard and he does well now. So I see my mom, like, having this great life. Like, she works because she just is bored. Like, she doesn't have to. And she likes people, so she just hangs out. And she works hard, but she, you know, she's just social. So she says, well, Shay, there's an AA clubhouse right down the road from our neighborhood. I'm like, what's that? The only time I heard AA was twice. Growing up, my pup-up, my dad's dad, I remember him being in and out of AA, or hearing these things, like, he was in and out of AA, and I remember him, like, knocking on the door in the middle of the night, because I could never sleep, so I was always, like, anything that happened at night, I knew what was going on. My sisters and brother were like, what? And I'm like, I don't know, he didn't sleep, so I just found out stuff. I knew about the fights, and when we were in financial troubles, because my parents were talking about it, and, like, whatever. And, like, he would, like, knock on the door, and, like, help, and he's crying, and then my dad would have to, like, shut the door on him, because he couldn't help him, and I remember my dad crying. Because he couldn't help his dad. And so I was like, oh, okay. But I remember hearing he went to meetings. And then the other time was, like, on a movie, When a Man Loves a Woman. I remember that. And I was like, oh, look at that. I'll get Andrew Garcia if I go. Sounds good. You know? And that's literally the extent of my knowledge of AA and its inner workings. Right there. What I just said. That's it. And so I'm like, oh, all right. And so at this point, I'm like, I have no money. I'm in debt. I can't stay sober for an hour. Like, you know, I do all the things that we do. Like, I'm never going to drink again. Throw the bottle down and, like, crap, go buy another bottle and like cry, like, you know, like, oh. And I'm like, I'm only going to do it. Like, I'm only going to get this size. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm getting the gallon. And like, you know, like all this stuff. Like, I'm just, I'm fighting with myself. My neighbors are probably like, what is wrong with this car in the parking lot? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, you're just like not good. And, you know, and my son just like, the only time, like, let me tell you why I ended up drinking, gin and vodka in the end, because my son would rat me out to my mom. Like, I preferred beer, and then I would find my son in the corner, like, look, I got two. And so I'm like, oh, should probably not have beer, because he's drinking that. So I switched to, and he called it the brown stuff that was, like, you know, rum and cokes. And that tasted good, so I liked that. And then I found him drinking that, and then he would say, Mommy's drinking brown stuff. So my mom, I'm like, crap. I have to change that because I gave my mom a key. This is not good. If you want to hide your drinking, do not give your parents a key to your house. They'll find your bottles, they will mark them, and they will tell you you have a problem. And I was like, you guys are just Christian. You don't understand, because they said if you drink alone, that means you're an alcoholic. And I was like, no, I'm just saving money. It's cheaper at home. It made sense to me, right? And I'm like, I was like, what kind of mother would go to a bar? You know? Like, I'm like, pass out on. But whatever, like, so delusional. Oh, and I was, like, the healthiest person on the planet. Let me just tell you something. Like, drinking, I'm not even kidding you, over two quarts of gin a day the last 3 months of my drinking. Not that that matters, because, like, just, like, my family's like, really? No, I don't. They just don't believe me. I'm like, you have no idea. You have no idea how much I could drink. But I would, like, run and go to yoga, and I worked out all the time. Like, that's why I think I'm really good at balance, because I would do it, like, four drinks in. Like, I can do tree stand all day. All day. No problem. Because then sober, I'm like, wow, look at this. It's easier. It's great. So, Clubhouse, right. So I start doing drive-bys at the clubhouse really slow. Like no one's going to see me going really slow, driving past it, looking. Okay. And it was like at that time there was like this like sober bike club that would hang out there. And like I saw everybody smoking out front. And I was like, it looks like a rough crowd. I don't know. Sure they'd like me. I don't know. And so I tell my mom, she's like, are you going to go? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. They smoke. And I don't smoke. And she's like, but they serve free coffee. I'm like, I don't drink coffee. I'm really hyper. And she's like, I know. You could probably bring water. I'm like, okay. And so I planned it. I looked online. I found a meeting list. And I saw something like for a beginner's meeting. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. The beginners, right? Like, I got, who would know, right? It made sense. That's where you'd start, the beginners. Beginner's meeting. Man, what a shit show that is. And like, and so, but it was awesome. I'll never forget it. It was like I experienced every emotion. Like I fell in love with and hated AA all at the same time. It was great. So I like planned it, made a big production. My mom and dad were going to watch Cole. And I like, you know, patted my son on the head and hugged him goodbye. And my mom and dad hugged me. And I trotted off to my little meeting. And I didn't realize you guys were timely folk. I thought like 8-ish. And apparently I wanted the button. And so like, I'm like, like, you, like Clubhouse is like, that's like a whole nother genre, man. That's like a whole nother AA, right? Like, what do you, like, and I hear I'm like trying to like fit in, right? Like, I don't need you to know that I'm new. So I'm like, okay, how can I just look like I've been doing this all my life? So I'm like, you know, there's like smokers and like, I'm clearly the brand new girl. And I'm like, hey, hey. And they're like, hey, I'm lady. And I'm like, ew. Smoke. And I'm like, go like this. And I'm holding my nose like, ugh, gross. And, and I go in, they're like, there, the meeting's in there. I'm like, okay, all right. And I go in, and I'm like, you walk in, and it was like one of these places that like, there's like chairs all along the outside, and then they had, for the beginners meeting, they had like made it like a kind of a square circle for the beginners. But like, how would you know that if you've never been to AA, right? So I like go in, and of course, sit in the very last chair or somewhere about there, and I'm like literally like scoot in, like, stealthily, like, no one's going to notice, like, I'm just going to blend, with the paint, me and the paint, just hanging out here, I don't know, AA, oh, it's AA, here we are, and, like, okay, so this is what we're doing tonight, me and the drunks, and some lady, like, comes up to me, and she's, like, slurping her coffee, and she's, like, oh, sweetie, you need to go sit up there, in that table, and I'm, like, oh, crap, my mom called. My mom has called and told them that I don't know, like I need a concierge service of some sort for this AA thing. What else did she tell them? And I'm like, okay, like, you know, I don't know you can say no. or not do things that people tell you. I have no clue. I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. And so I like go up there and I'm like, and like, you know, you're like just looking at like, you know, trying to look like you're paying attention, but you're really like looking around everybody. You're looking at like signs and you're like, what the hell is going on here? They're passing a basket. I'm like, I knew it wasn't free. I knew it. Do we have to tithe? Is it like church? And I'm like, I'm not giving them my money. That's why I didn't want to be a Christian. I'm like, I'm not giving God my money. I work for that money. You know, like 10%. I remember being four, like, no, Dad, I didn't make any babysitting money. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted my $2. And I didn't want to give it to the basket. They looked like they were doing okay with that church. And, yeah, that was my, So I'm like there, and like there's this girl that was like ish my age, like close to, because I thought I was gonna be the youngest person ever at 28 in AA, and in that room I pretty much was, me and this girl. So I was like, all right, but like here's the thing, like I've always heard people say like, oh, I compared out, I'm too young, or I didn't have this story or that. I'm like, I knew walking in that door, and have never for one single second since that day have even faltered for a second in my delusional mind thinking that I am not an absolutely hopeless alcoholic. When I walked in there, I knew I couldn't hold it together. Even when I was sober, I was so freaking crazy. Like, I knew that it wasn't just the drinking, because I was able to, at one point, like, once I pulled together 8 weeks, right, like, worked for it, and I stayed, and I was still, like, obsessive, and my mind raced. I've never had so many panic attacks, and I'd have to turn lights off and hide in a room, and, like, that's not normal. And so I was thinking, okay, so if drinking seems to not be going well, and my family doesn't seem to like it, and I'm driving drunk with my child all the time, and sober, I can't physically function, then I don't know what to do. So I walk in, you know, so I'm there, and like I'm blending, and I'm not at all blending, and I'm walking up, and they hand me a book, and they're like, you get to keep this. I'm like, awesome, free book. And it was like a big one. I still have it, and it's great. And I remember thinking, like, that's a big deal. They gave me a book. Clearly they want me here, you know? That's good. It's like a school year. Maybe you get to keep it for the year at least. Sign it out, like, or something. And, I don't know. And so they're like, so I'm reading all these signs, like, thing, first things first, and, like, all these, like, God's grace, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then, like, you know, the steps and the traditions are on the wall, and I'm, like, reading that, and I'm like, what the hell is this? God, But, like, at the same time, seeing all that, I also was, like, I had just surrendered because I was, like, okay, like, whatever you got, that's what I'm doing, is what else can I do? I couldn't do it. So, of course, I had to say I was, like, new or something, and they were reading out of the big book, and the very first thing that we read was in We Agnostics, and if you read that, in the very first paragraph, I knew exactly what this was all about, even though I didn't really know, but I knew. Like it said that I was suffering from a condition that only a spiritual solution, a spiritual change, a psychic change was going to solve. And so, like, if I had any doubts of what AA was, I realized, like, okay, this is about God. And as much as I didn't want anything to do with God and evaded God for a really long time, and the truth is, like, growing up in church, like, because, like, everybody was Christian because that's what you were. So even though, like, I didn't really want to be, I was like, okay, yeah, yay, I'm Christian, yay, Jesus. And, okay, I'll pray before every meal. It was all embarrassing when we'd go to restaurants and have to hold hands and pray. And, like, all these embarrassing things, you know, growing up with your folks who are super, super duper Christian. And, and so, like, I never really believed it because, like, the stories are crazy. They were like, wow, like, really? Jonah was swallowed by a whale? Like, really? And, like, you know, it just didn't add up. And, like, that whole no sex before marriage, like, and then they didn't like the gays. And I'm like, that's just dumb. I don't believe any of that. But I didn't tell anybody that till I was a teenager. And I remember being, like, to my dad, like, I don't believe what you believe. You know? What you got now? I didn't say that. And then when I was really a jerk, I was like, that's why your dad left you. That's bad. I mean, he was a drunk. He left him. He left all the kids. He left his dying wife with ALS, left 5 kids and a dying wife. That's what we do. And never got sober. Died a nasty alcoholic death. And my dad, because of the relationship he had with God, was the only of the kids that went to the funeral and forgave his dad. And so I was able to see, like I said, like I saw these steps in my already in the people I was with. And the truth is growing up in church, as much as I'm making fun of it being a fallacy and this big fake thing, there was once in a while, you would see someone that, like, it didn't matter what their words were. It was something was working for them. And, like, they were just glowing. And it wasn't just happy because, like, as a kid, I didn't know to look for that. It was just, like, you could just tell that all was right in their world. Like, a few very powerful experiences, like, growing up, right? So my pastor, they would have altar calls. If you ever experienced this, you know, they're like, you know, I just feel that there's people today that just need to give something over to God and just need to come and, you know, just confess it. And they would, like, encourage you to come up and pray about it. And every single time when I would see someone, like, walk up, I would have this overwhelming feeling, intense, I would cry because I remember thinking how brave they were and knowing from a very early age that just something was not right and I wish I could just give it over to whatever these people were doing. And I just never did. And so here I am in AA and there's like all this going around and there's like, I'm drinking coffee, which is not good for somebody like me. In fact, within the first few months, like, you know, Shay, you probably shouldn't have our coffee. You're really hyper. And I won't say all the things that they said, but I'm really hyper. And I'm calming down a little bit as I get older, but not much. So there are a few things that I heard. Like I said, we read We Agnostic, so I knew right away that I had that this was something that wasn't just us hanging out doing something, that like I needed to get in touch with whatever this thing was that y'all were doing. And then I heard sponsor and I heard go to meetings and all the things that you hear. And I was like, okay, and like, how do you pick, like, how does the newcomer know what a sponsor or how to get one or anything like that? And so I go to this place every single day for like 7 days, right? And by the seventh day, I'm going to tell you something. I hate every single one of those people. And I couldn't care less about their problems with the dog or their lawnmower not working or all their new tattoos or their husband leaving them for their neighbor and like all this stuff. And I was like, hello, newcomer, let's talk about me. And let's help me. Don't care about you. For real. And so, like, I was, like, literally went to this, like, noon meeting on a Monday. So I got sober. My first day sober was a Monday. And 7 days later was a Monday, 12 noon meeting, a bunch of crusty old people. And I'm like, I'm out of here. And it's, like, 10 minutes after the meeting started, and some lady grabbed my arm. And she goes, you know, Shay, there are other meetings besides this location. I said, really? There's other AA in the world? I had no clue. I literally thought this clubhouse was all of AA in the world, or at least in Delaware. And, how would you know that there's other meetings? I don't know. And so she suggested this place. She's like, I'm going to be at this place tonight. And I was like, okay. And so I went, and it was, now it's no longer in existence, but it was, like, the sister group to South College speaker meeting. And I walked in there, like, a couple minutes late, because kickboxing was much more important, so I went there first. And I showed up there, like, 10 minutes late-ish. And, like, this place was so different. Everything about the place was different. Like, these people were, like, I want to say they were better dressed, but that wasn't it. Like, that was just my perception of how it felt. Like, these people just had it together, and they're happy. And this girl was speaking. It was her one-year anniversary. And she looked like she worked at, like, Hollywood Tan and, like, had rich girl life. And I don't know. She just was, like, sorority girl. She really was sorority girl. And, like, 8 years younger than me and, like, you know, came from Long Island and, you know, had everything and was, but it didn't matter. All those things, that was nothing at all like me. It was like she just had me. Like, I could just see, like, wow, I wish I had that confidence. I wish I could just be, like, okay. And so, like, this is the kind of meeting that they didn't just, like, okay, keep coming back. Like, it was like a swarm at the end. And they, like, surround me. I'm like, ah! Okay, that was me in my head. But, like, really what I was, like, it didn't come out, but that's what really was happening. And I remember, like, oh, get away, get away. Yay, they're paying attention to me. Like, all at the same time. That's in my head, right? And they're like, you have a sponsor. Who are you working with? I'm like, oh, where are you going? Where are you going tomorrow? What are the meetings to go to? Like, and, oh, what step are you on? And I'm like, like, overwhelmed by this. And I'm like, and they're chipperness. And so I, like, this girl was speaking. I was like, well, since I had already heard her, I was like, where are you going? And she was like, oh, I'm going to go to this meeting on Wednesday, South College speaker meeting. Why don't you meet me there? I was like, okay. So I showered. Clean clothes. I thought I should look a little more appropriate. And, because that's how they looked. And I saw her, and this meeting was big, especially back then. It's not as big now, but, like, it was hundreds of people, and it was packed. And I walk in, I'm like, oh. But, like, I had her there, so I felt okay. I sat next to her, and, like, afterwards, it was, like, her and this girl next to her, and, they're, like, looking at me, and they're looking at each other, because they're, like, saying, like, so, sponsor. And it was, like, this awkward pause, and they're looking at me, looking at each other, and I'm like, clearly I'm supposed to pick. Hello. But like, you know, in your head, you're like, I don't know, I don't want to hurt somebody, but this girl's prettier, I don't know, she's cooler, what do I pick, I don't know, she seems happy, like, oh, I don't know about her, and I was like, I pick you, and I grabbed her, and we started the steps, like, within a few days, and I didn't realize that people don't do that. For a long time, I went through the steps, because my life immediately changed. I'm going to tell you something, it changed, and the miracle of it was, all of a sudden, very quickly, I woke up one day and I was like, wait a second, I haven't wanted a drink. Crazy. And I didn't even know that I didn't know, like, wasn't thinking about it. It just happened. It was just like a natural byproduct. So, like, here, like, I think I'm coming to AA because I just can't stop drinking. But the truth was, is that's just a natural thing that happened because I did the work, right? So we're going through the steps, and it's awesome because, like, all these people are doing it. So, of course, I'm going to do it, too. Like, I don't know. I just want to fit in. And, except they all, like, went to the diner and, like, hung out afterwards. I didn't want anything to do with them at all. They forced themselves on me still to this day. They, like, show up at your house, like, what are you doing? Where do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, fellowshipping, like, I see people do that. It looks awesome. I was not trying to do that. I had a kid and a boyfriend and a family and a job, and so I was, and a car, a rarity, right? In AA, when you first get sober, like, who has that? And so, like, I would take people to meetings and, like, do anything that she would suggest. And she was like, oh, pick up so-and-so. We're going to do this. And, like, all of a sudden, like, it became very inconvenient to, like, find a babysitter for my son. So he would start coming with me. And I remember my mom going, do you think that's a good influence for him? I'm like, Mom, they're really nice. Like, whatever. You know? And he, like, got along. So here this kid, I told you how I raised him. He's, like, eating food off, like, a table, like, in the corner, like, in, like, crouched position like an animal at 8 with, like, Velcro shoes because he doesn't have tie shoelaces. You know what I mean? And so all of a sudden he's going to these meetings and he wouldn't come all the way and he would, like, sit in a bench all the way at the back, like, in the door, and he would, like, just look down and he wouldn't look at anybody. And then, like, within a couple weeks, all of a sudden, they would be like, hey, Cole, how's it going? Like, you know, the guys are just nice and, like, I don't know. And he'd be like, hey. And they would, like, bring him candy or, like, I don't know. Like, they just, whatever they did, they're just being, like, nice AA members. But all of a sudden he would, like, come up and sit a little closer, and he would, like, he's like, Mom, I'll be the door holder, and he would, like, hold the doors, and then he liked to count the money at the end of the meeting, and he would, like, be involved, and then he would, like, who are we picking up tonight? I think Paige needs a ride, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, 8, and he kept me at meetings, because he was, like, Jesse said I could help him make coffee at South College. She's going to pick me up. And I'm like, is this okay? I'm like, I guess so. Like, he was happy. Like, all of a sudden, he could look up and talk to you. And me. He was able to talk to me because I wasn't able to talk. It was like, and we just, we're like twins. We had our own language. It wasn't, like, normal. It just worked for us. And so I didn't even know to realize that he was changing, not because of me doing something, but just because, like, as, again, natural byproduct of me taking action. And so, I, of course, you know, I'm rocketed through these steps at my own pace, which is, like, as stubbornly as I push, you know, as stubbornly as I drug my feet on them. Like, I could have been done much quicker, but I know, as thorough as I could have been and all of that. And, of course, it was suggested to me to, like, start taking other people through the steps. So I stalked people. And grabbed them and said, you're going to die if you work with that person. You need me. You know, like, this book will save you. And, like, they're not doing it right, those other people. You know what I mean? And, like, I thought, I don't know what I thought, but I just thought that I knew all of it. And, you know, and so you learn that that's probably just not the best approach. You know, maybe you should be nicer. And maybe, like, show by action. And that's what I did. And so at this point, like, I get a job, like, my dream job, like, 2 weeks sober. I don't know to this day why she hired me. Like, I asked her, like, a few months ago, my boss, who has become, like, my, she's, like, my work soulmate. Like, I've heard of guys having work wives. She's my work wife. It is awesome. I love her. And she, within 2 weeks, she said, why don't you drink? And she looked at me, and I was like, and, like, you know, we can't lie, because I've just been taking through the steps. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't even say a white lies then. And, like, and I was like, well, because I'm a recovering alcoholic. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, and I go to AA. She was like, oh, tell me more about that. And I'm like, okay. And I brought her my book. And she was like, and she would always, I would always see her reading to wives. I'm like, name dropped her. But she would read it. She loved it. I'm kidding. It's great. It's just boring. And And then we would, like, pray together in the morning. And she knew all about the steps and who I was working with. And at that time, like, I'm new in my job, and so, like, all my people would come. Like, I'm telling you, AA people were there all the time because they were getting stuff for free, let's be real. But even my sponsor would show up, you know, like, can you do a facial or, like, whatever. And so, but it was great. I was always had people, like, come. And so she knew these people, too, and that was really great. And within my first 10, like, I was 10 months sober, and I somehow bought a house. I don't even know how that happened. I know what had happened. My cousin's a realtor. He and my mom found a house. My brother wrote up the mortgage. It was a mortgage. And I was like, I didn't even look at the paperwork. I'm like, all right. Okay. I'm like, all right, now I got a house. It's great. Until you get the mortgage, you're like, crap, that's expensive. I did not see the advantages still 6 years later of owning a house, let me just tell you. expensive. So, like, all these things were happening. Like, you know what I mean? Like just... I don't know. They just happened, and, like, I'm meeting people, and we're coming up, like, here, and we're coming to Philly, and we're going down to Baltimore, and we're in Virginia, and just all these neat things, and I got to be parts of, like, acts of recoveries, and, like, just it was fun. Everything is fun, and, you know, like, just people, all of a sudden, they start seeing you around. They start asking you to sponsor them, and, like, of course, that it changes your life. Like, you think you go through the steps until you start working with somebody else. I'm going to tell you, that really changes your life, because, like, I knew it kind of worked for me, like, theoretically. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm okay, right? I feel okay. I guess it worked. And then you see it work in somebody else, and it implants it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And, like, and all of a sudden, you can't be telling somebody else to do something if you're not doing it. So that's always a good thing, working with somebody. And I don't like to bore people with, like, all going through the steps, but, like, anything like that. But, like, of course, you have your own experiences with, like, the 11th step and you know, like, and passing it on. Things that changed my life. Amends. Like, there are some people I didn't even put in the list because I didn't think about it. So, like, I was, like, 3 or 4 years sober. And those ones are the ones that, like, changed my life. Like, I wasn't able to talk to my son's father. Like, ever. because I left him. I didn't want anything to do with him. And I was embarrassed of him. And he was a nasty heroin addict, and I didn't want him to have to do anything to do with my son. And here I go through these steps, and I admit all the faults that I have of how I parented, and, like, how can I be mad at him for being exactly what I am? Like, which is worse, that I was there or that he wasn't there? Like, in my mind, it was the same. Like, it was a wash. I wasn't any better because I was there for my son drunk. And so, like, I was able to make amends to his mom, because we lived with her, you know, when I was pregnant, and so my son was able to, like, meet all his, like, uncles and stuff like that, and still not his father or anything like that. And then they're, like, Facebook friends, and, like, they would talk, but, like, you know, my son, like, once we went through puberty, he was like, I just don't care, Mom. Like, my guess is, like, he just doesn't want another authority figure telling him what to do. So he's like, yeah, I'll meet you later. We'll see. You know what I mean? Like, he still doesn't. At least that's what he tells me. But the truth is like, man, that kid can be so mean to me and use the harshest words. But, like, the truth is, I think that he wants to protect me, too. He doesn't want to hurt me. And at least with that. And so my son goes through these steps, and, like, everything changes. And with my first year, too, then my sponsor moved 2 hours away. And then she informed me that she's not an alcoholic. And apparently she's not. We're still, like, she's, like, one of my best friends. But it just shows me, if anything, like, some people were freaked out by that. Like, what? Jess is an alcoholic? What? Like, that's crazy. And, like, yes, she is. She's just saying that. And it just shows to me, one, I'm just so grateful that she was there. And two, like, that even for somebody just having a bad time in their life, that the steps can change your life. And even so, like, she even went forward to, like, help me. And, like, and so, like, I do what she does for me. I make myself available to people and do that. And it's, like, changed everything. Like, everything. Like, what I see in this program is it's not about, like, hanging out here, although it's fun and stuff. I mean, like, if nothing else, AA is a good time. It's never boring, man. You will hear stuff. Sometimes, like, you come in Monday morning and, you know, to work, and people, like, you know, like, oh, I went to, like, you know, saw my, you know, Johnny's baseball game. I'm like, man, someone flatlined, man, and, like, didn't take an emergency room, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, my friend last weekend, like, seized up on painkillers and, like, just fell, like, basically, and got the best pictures, all tore up, bruised, busted up. Like, you tell people that, they're like, you know, and really it's like, that's just our life. And I love it. And they can't believe all the things they can do. I've gotten a lot of hobbies. This, like, you know, like, it says in our literature, like, we're supposed to have life. We're supposed to bring this in every part of our life. I am doing things I never thought I would do. I was always scared. Like, I always had all these big dreams. I was going to do all this stuff, and I just never would do it. You know what I mean? And, like, a year and a half ago, I was like, I'm just going to do stuff. And, like, here I'd never run more than, like, 2 or 3 miles, like, you know, lackadaisically through the woods, enjoying the woods, you know. And all of a sudden I'm like, all right, I'll do a half marathon, okay. You know, and, like, I'll climb a mountain, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'll learn to rock climb, okay. I'm scared to death of the water, and I did, like, sprint triathlons. Like, I was so fast because I want to get the heck out of that water. I'm telling you, lightning fast. I almost walked in the water. They're like, oh, sure, you did really good. I'm like, Jesus, it was fear moved me, let me tell you. And I'm like, I never thought I could do that. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not young, and I can do these things I never thought I could physically do. And I love, like, every morning, like, waking up and like I can run 20 miles. Like, I can run a marathon. And I love thanking God. Like, thank you that I can do this. Like, I never, just thank you for everything I can do and like, be a part of. And get to have a really good life and be the example with my son. Like, he doesn't really listen to me. That's not true. Unless he's getting his way, angel child. Best kid ever. If you see him, you will love him. Best personality. Although the other thing, like, he came and made, like, a homemade tattoo. God, 15-year-old tattooed him. Awesome. And then he comes in with a lip ring and goes, I'm not taking it out. And I'm like, so we have, like, a showdown for a week. And I'm like, oh, you're taking that out. I'm like, you're like, hell. You know, and, like, you know, so it's, like, that kind of stuff, and this kid, but, like, he's, like, and, so in AA, what I think this is about is relationships. I'm not talking about, like, oh, just boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, but, like, I couldn't have any